given a bad mattress. Sleep may be the most important activity you do every day. It affects your mood, energy, productivity, and health. Visit the sleep experts at Engineered Sleep and find the perfect mattress for a better night's sleep for your family. Use code WCCP for 10% off. That's up to $250 off. American made right here in Greenville. Visit EngineersSleep.com for a better sleep and a better life.
Walt Abdulowicz. Syntex said not even Baselli's mom could have made a better case for Baselli. You know, but Syntex, it was actually about 5 minutes because that whole segment was 15. Hey, look, are you tired of being tired? Research shows adults need between 7 and 9 hours of sleep every night. Most don't. The number one reason given a bad mattress. Sleep's the most important activity you do every day. It impacts your mood, energy, productivity, health. 230,000 hours. That's how much time an average human spends sleeping in a lifetime. With over 100 years of experience, Engineered Sleep gives you a better mattress for a better price. All that means a better night's sleep. Each mattress has a 60-night trial, 10-year covered all warranty. Use code WCCP for 10% off and 2 free pillows. I think that can be up to like $450, $475, something like that, depending on your choice of bed. And visit the showroom Monday to Saturday. Set up a 15-minute virtual sleep chat online with an expert. Look, get the Engineered Sleep. They cut out the middleman. They are the builder. They make them. They engineer them as they have for 90 plus years. Twin, twin XL, full XL, rear size, queen, king, cal king, adjustable beds. They have it all. 627 Congaree Road in Greenville, or online at engineeredsleep.com for more info. See what they offer for yourself. Again, here's the number. Tell them I sent you. 866-244-0898. 866-244-0898 for Engineered Sleep, and you will thank me later. All right, back to I want to get back to this Hall of Fame, the Hall of Fame nominees before I jump back to the NFL playoffs, which we'll have time to revisit the games we haven't spoken about and look ahead to the upcoming games. But we mentioned Jared Allen, Willie Anderson, Rondae Barber, Tony Baselli, Leroy Butler, Devin Hester. From that point, it's Torrey Holt, you know, the legendary NC State product who had, you know, all those years with the greatest show on turf, a truly great wide receiver. Wide receiver is a tough entry now because, you know, the numbers have changed so much because the game has evolved. It's become more wide receiver, more quarterback wide receiver centric. And therefore, the numbers of the past don't, in many cases, don't look quite as good as the numbers of today, which I think hurts some of these guys. Plus, there's just a lot of competition at wide receiver. I think you can make a strong case for Torrey Holt. Next guy on the list is also a wide receiver, Andre Johnson. Again, I would vote for Andre Johnson. And we're going to get to more of this. But Andre Johnson sort of revolutionized the position. You're talking about a 6'3", you know, 225-pound receiver with great long speed. You know, he played in relative obscurity down there, but I think he was certainly a Hall of Fame player. I think he was over 14,000 yards receiving in his career. Sam Mills, we touched on before. And then one of my favorite cases of all time, Richard Seymour. These clowns who vote for, and look, some of these people are good people, so I shouldn't say that, but the failure of not putting Richard Seymour into the Hall of Fame is a travesty. And what my concern is that the more time passes, the less likely he is to gain entry, because we are so stat oriented. You know, we judge everything based on sacks and this and that, but you have to have understood the scheme that Richard Seymour played in and how he was utilized to fairly judge him. Richard Seymour was a beast. He was a physically dominant player. You know, unfortunately for Richard Seymour, he played that Patriots odd man front, and he played all along that front. Typically, if you're part of an odd man front, you're not going to post enormous numbers. You're certainly not going to post enormous sack numbers. But Richard Seymour was a monster, and anybody who played against him knows that. He is the constant oversight on this committee, and it won't surprise me if he is again. And I'm worried that as time passes, his chances become less likely. I get you can't look up his stats and say, oh, he had a million sacks. He didn't, but he belongs in the Hall of Fame. Richard Seymour belongs in the Hall of Fame. Anybody who played against Richard Seymour knows Richard Seymour belongs in the Hall of Fame. Anybody who watched Richard Seymour knows Richard Seymour belongs in the Hall of Fame. Zach Thomas, we've already talked about. Thomas and Sam Mills, I think they're both really great players. I think both of them are going to have trouble in terms of gaining admittance to the Hall of Fame. DeMarcus Ware. That's funny syntax. Thank you. DeMarcus Ware. Look, I think Ware was a physically imposing, dominant player. And when I watched DeMarcus Ware, I thought he looked like a Hall of Famer for most of his career. So I'm buying DeMarcus Ware. Reggie Wayne. Eventually, maybe. I would say short term, no. I would say short term, no. One of the things about Reggie Wayne bothers me a little. I know it shouldn't, but it does. When he went to the Patriots after his career at Indy was over, he hated the Patriots. He hated it because they made him work too hard. That makes me want to look back at his career at Indy and say, what? Okay, yeah, yeah. He didn't like life with the Patriots because they worked too hard, which, of course, Reggie, is why they won and you didn't. but he's a part of it. Then Patrick Willis. Patrick Willis, you know, he's sort of like Bocelli. Rona, do me a favor. Look up Patrick Willis of the 49ers. See how many years he played. I'm thinking he played like 8 years. It's just a guess. So he's sort of like Bocelli in that regard. He didn't play a long time. He checked out before the 49ers expected him to. And then was even worse for the 49ers. The guy they thought would replace him decided he didn't want to play because he was worried about concussions. But Patrick Willis, however many years he played, he certainly looked like a Hall of Famer. Patrick Willis was a dominant physical player.
7 to 14.
Okay, so
is that what you thought?
Yeah, that's pretty much it exactly. So there's the dilemma with Patrick Willis. You're gonna have to pull up the Bocelli situation in evaluating him, and then Bryant Young. I think you can make a strong case for Bryant Young. He may not be the most celebrated edge guy of all time, but I think you can make a strong case. Bryant Young was a really good football player. Guy who set a hard edge, rushed the passer. He was a complete defensive end, more like in the old style of defensive end than necessarily the modern new age pass rusher. So the bottom line is this has to go from 15 to 10 and then from 10 to 5. And then you need 80% of the 5. All right, so who's cut first here? First cuts. I hate to do this. I'm going to cut Sam Mills and Zach Thomas. All right. So now I'm down to 13. I'm going to cut Reggie Wayne. So now I'm down to 12. This gets hard. I'm going to cut Rondé Barber. So now I'm down to 11. Down to 11. I'm going to cut. Who's my next cut to get to 10? My next cut to get to 10 is going to be... Devin Hester. I'm going to cut Devin Hester. I think he belongs in the Hall of Fame. I want him to work for it a little bit. Not because I really want him to work for it a bit, but these are tough choices. These are tough choices. So I've cut the 15 down to 10. All right, let me see what you people on the text line are saying. Blake Liberty says Bruce Smith was one of the best of all time. He was, but he's not on the list. Bruce Smith was, look, if you're talking about the top three or four defensive ends in history, Bruce Smith is one of those guys, the Virginia Tech product. Texture said, sounds like Clemson is cycling out. Okay, I'm not, you know, first of all, we're not talking about Clemson right now, so I'm not really sure what that has to do with. And again, why would Clemson be cycling out? Tess said Leroy Butler versus Richard Seymour. If I do, when you hear the name, you lost me. It's probably a cell phone issue, but you lost me. Tess said, well, I think your Hall of Fame criteria fits Luke Kuechly, short career, but was the best linebacker in the sport during his time. Yeah, Kuechly would be a Hall of Famer to me. No question about it. Texture said, Zach said, it's the same with Tim Lincecum. Dominated for 4 years with nothing before and after. Yeah, 4 years might be the cutoff point there. Texture said, how long do you think it will take Brady to be in the Hall of Fame after he retires? Yeah, not long. Texture said, Ramona, I got people writing me about their old clothing. Like, really? Yeah, I think this might be Rory. He writes leisure shoot and a flowered shirt and pants. Oh, yeah, the flowered shirts. Texter writes parachute pants and members only jackets. Yes, very true. See, all of those things, all those things are problems. So, yeah, I don't think there's any question. You know, again, men wore high heel shoes. And worse, they were patent leather.
That sounds horrible.
You know, those things actually happened. They said, Boo Walt, you're biased against my Canes. Oh, no. No, I didn't even think of that angle, Ramona. I'm biased against Devin Hester. I'm biased against the Miami Hurricanes because I'm passing on Devin Hester for right now. No, it's nothing. I'm not biased against Miami at all in that regard. It's just, look, this is a tough cut down. Let's not kid ourselves. You go from 100-something players down to 15, and now you got to get it to 10 and 5. It's a tough cut down. But, you know, as I said, you know, I think that Devin Hester, if Hester had done something as a receiver, this would be a lot easier. But he never did anything as a receiver. Hester's whole claim to fame is his career as a return guy. And again, I'll acknowledge that from a number standpoint, he's probably, from an actual standpoint, he's the second best of all time. But from a number standpoint, he's probably the best of all time as a returner. And I have no problem with him getting in. I just don't want to put him in right away. I don't want to put him in right away. I want him to wait a little, not because I really want to impose a weight or a hold on his career. It's just I can't put him in before some of these other guys. And that may be a problem with Devin Hester moving forward, that he didn't do anything as a receiver. And so that may actually wind up being an issue for him as these votes actually take place. We'll see. Let me tell you about Turner's Jewelers. Hey, that special gift for your special someone awaits at Turner's Jewelers. Beautiful selection of jewelry, silver, gold, precious gemstones, diamonds. Turner's has necklaces, watches, bracelets, earrings, gorgeous charms to mark any occasion. They can design and create custom jewelry for a truly unique gift. They use 3D CAD technology. They've been doing it forever. They're the best at it. They design jewelry every day in-house. If you can dream it up, draw it on a napkin, they can bring it to life in 8 to 11 days. It's amazing. Go see their full Pandora collection of fine jewelry. Turner's is the ideal choice for engagement and wedding rings. Nobody says I do like they do at Turner's. They also have silicone wedding bands, including some with a tiger paw. Trust a family tradition of fantastic personal service for more than 60 years. Start your jewelry shopping today at turnersjewelers.com. You don't need a special occasion. A gift from Turner's makes any day special. Plus, they pay top dollar prices for your old gold or silver. Just bring it in. Choose that one-of-a-kind gift you'll treasure forever, crafted and given with love. Visit today in the Applewood Shopping Center in Seneca next to Belk, Turner's Jewelers, where Southern hospitality meets diamond know-how. Okay, I've cut five guys. Going from 10 to 5 is going to be brutal. Going from 10 to 5 is going to be brutal and is going to involve some really good players getting left out. But we're still going to try and do that on the other side and then maybe discuss whether we can get them to 80%. I also want to touch on the Clemson-Syracuse game again. We talked about it early. I want to talk about it again before we get out of here. We'll get back to the NFL playoff games, including a full breakdown of the games on tomorrow's show, the games that have already been played. You know, the four worst performances to me so far, I might have mentioned this. I think Arizona gets the award for the worst performance. They're too good a team to have played as poorly as they did versus the Rams. That was awful. It was brutal. It was a Tap City game, like right from the get-go. And then Pittsburgh, I put second. You know, Roethlisberger's been finished for 2 years, and honestly, that was just an embarrassing offensive performance by Pittsburgh. And their defense wasn't all that much better after the first quarter. Philly after that, I have no idea what Philly was doing. You know, they got behind 31-0. The game was over. They made a little comeback late, so I actually gave them a little more credit than I gave Pittsburgh because they at least made a little bit of a run. Now, again, it was a lot of dead time, but I have no idea why Philly, as Aikman pointed out, they're getting one-on-one coverage on the outside. You have Devontae Smith, who no one's covered all year, and they just don't throw the ball to him. I get Jalen Hurts was under duress. I get he didn't throw the ball well. I get all those things, but you have to try. You know, in fact, Aikman said at one point that if a team ever played us, like Tampa's playing the Eagles, he said Michael Irvin would have like 10 catches in the first half. And he's right. And then the fourth spot for worst performance in imitating an actual playoff team went to Dallas because I thought Dallas was abysmal. I mean, honestly, Dallas was really never in that football game. San Francisco controlled that whole game. Dallas didn't get back in that game until that scrub started handing the ball back to him. And then they got back in it enough to have a chance to, you know, theoretically win it at the end if they had been able to function. Quick break. We'll be right back.
Emanating from the Upcountry Fiber Studios, we are 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar. Providing high-speed fiber to homes and businesses, Upcountry Fiber is a stronger connection.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
In 2007, Marine First Lieutenant Travis Manion was killed in Iraq after saving his wounded teammates. Travis's legacy lives on through the five words he spoke before leaving for his final deployment. If not me, then who? Words that today fuel the spirit of Travis Manion Foundation. Words that live in veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians who go out of their way to find a way, who help others with the help of others, who bounce back after each setback, who make good on good intentions. Through Travis Manion Foundation, if not me, then who, are words that can live in you too. Show the world what your character is made of, because character is invisible until it's not. Find out how you can strengthen the character of your community alongside empowered veterans, families of the fallen, and inspired civilians at TravisManion.org. That's TravisManion.org.
Hurry into Mattress Firm's New Bed, New You sale. Right now, you can save up to $500 on our wide selection of top-selling brands. Plus, get a free adjustable base with qualifying Sealy purchase up to a $499 value. or shop Hot Buys and get up to 50% off, like Sealy Twin Mattresses starting at $224.99 or Sleepy's Twin Mattresses starting at $159.99. In stock for immediate delivery with a low price guarantee. Only at Mattress Firm. Restrictions apply. See store for details.
We've all been there, rushing to the restroom in a public place and bam, you're hit with that out of order sign. Business owners know this story all too well. Don't let this be your patron's problem. Leave it to the plumbing experts. Timing is everything in the business world, and you don't want to lose business because your customers can't do theirs. Call the plumbing experts for maintenance or unexpected plumbing issues. They've got your back. Visit theplumbingexperts.com to schedule your next appointment.
Here at My Garage by Essex, we perform minor to major repairs on your European, Asian, and domestic vehicles. We make sure to treat our customers' vehicles as if they are our own, because that is how it should be. We stay up to date on the latest in technology and equipment. Rest assured that when you drop off your vehicle, My Garage will make sure everything is done to get you out and on the road again with care. Visit My Garage on 551 Old Greenville Highway or give us a call at 864-633-5800.
Clemson Fest, the area's premier Independence Day celebration, has enhanced the fireworks show with larger, higher fireworks and is returning to Spittoono Field on 18 Mile Road in Central. This year's event will be on Wednesday, July 3rd at 5 p.m. Entertainment includes the Carolina Coast Band, food and drink vendors, and free children's activities. The fireworks start at 9:30. Admission is just $10 per car or $5 per person. Clemson Fest, July 3rd at Spittoono Field in Central.
Edwards Ford in Wahala wants to invite you to check out their inventory, chat with a service technician, or do a free trade-in evaluation on your current vehicle. Edwards Ford's number one priority is top customer satisfaction and honesty. Edwards Ford offers big store expertise with mom-and-pop values, doing business the right way for over 60 years. Shop for your next new or pre-owned vehicle at Edwards Ford and experience the difference. 3440 Blue Ridge Boulevard in Wahala and online at edwardsfordllc.com.
Created for adults 55 and older who seek to get the most out of life, Everlawn Clemson offers beautiful aesthetics and premium amenities without the upkeep. Enjoy five-star cuisine, concierge, and housekeeping services. Entertain family and friends, or take advantage of nearby shopping, restaurants, and entertainment. They take care of the details, so you're free to do your finest living. Now is your time to thrive with Everlawn. Call today for a free tour. 864-760-8968 and online at everlawnliving.com.
Julie Terry here with Duck Donuts Greenville. 2021 has come and gone, and Greg and I are very thankful for your continued support. We love helping you bring an extra bit of happiness into your day. Our friendly staff is working hard to bring you the most delicious made-to-order donuts. Come in and experience our unlimited variety of flavors, like our cinnamon sugar. Starting with a hot, fresh donut, toss in a mixture of real cinnamon sugar for a classic flavor that's hard to beat. Come see us at the Plaza on Pelham or order online at duckdonuts.com.
Hey, if you bleed orange and purple, we're your flagship station for Clemson athletics. You're listening to 105.5 and 97.5 The Roar.
Only in America, folks.
Where every day is game day.
Where it began, I can't begin to know it. But then I know it's growing strong. Hand, touching hands, reaching out, touching me, touching you.
Sweet Caroline. We are back. You know, Mike Tomlin says the Steelers are proceeding with the assumption. This is from Christopher Carter. Mike Tomlin says the Steelers are proceeding with the assumption that Ben Roethlisberger will retire. Geez, what makes you think so? And that he wouldn't characterize Mason Rudolph or Dwayne Haskins as everyday starters. Says they'll get a chance to prove otherwise. Yeah, hey, Mike, guess what? I wouldn't classify them as everyday starters at this point either. I've never believed in Mason Rudolph and still don't. And Haskins has way too many non-football related issues to think he could ever be the starting quarterback in Pittsburgh. Therefore, I don't know what they plan. I don't know what their plan is. You know, if they have a master plan, they certainly haven't revealed it. But I look, that team is ready to win now. You somehow have to go and get one of these veteran quarterbacks. You got to go get Russell Wilson or Aaron Rodgers. You got to go get somebody to win now. I would think. I would think you don't want to start the clock with a rookie. Although, look, the transformation from college to pros for most rookies is far easier now than it's ever been at the quarterback position. So there's that. But, you know, so a Matt Corral, a Kenny Pickett, I don't know. I don't know, maybe. I know this. You don't have an answer right now. And we've been saying this forever. And you failed to address it. So as bad as it ended for you this year, look, there are Steeler fans who are petrified about the possibility of having Matt Canada as offensive coordinator with Mason Rudolph at quarterback. And I can't say I blame them. You know, we haven't really had a chance to talk about the Pittsburgh debacle yet. But I'll say this. You know you have to keep Kansas City off the field, right? By my count, there were five. You'd have to check it to be sure. But I thought there were five times in the first half that the Steelers had third down and two. And again, you want to control the ball. You want to be physical. Five times in the first half, the Steelers had third and two. They never ran it one stinking time. They threw it every time. They're all incompletes. Third and two. Run the ball. You're the Pittsburgh freaking Steelers. The other show is the High Wire Act. Run the stinking ball. I couldn't understand on the third and twos why they weren't running the football. I didn't get it at all. And so you got what you deserve. You got what you deserve. You got waxed. You know, the Steelers didn't belong in the playoffs. They just didn't. The Chargers were a much better team. And as I said, would have given the Chiefs a good go. The Steelers had no business being in the playoffs. Now, they got there somehow. I'll acknowledge they got there somehow. And you give Tomlin some credit because, you know, he's working with nothing at quarterback. I mean, Roethlisberger can't throw a football 30 yards. It's sad. It's sad to see a guy who was so good. You know, the funny thing is with Roethlisberger and Rona is that you ask Pittsburgh fans about him, nobody knows what to say about him.
Why? He's been playing there forever. Yeah, why not?
Well, they want to. Every Steeler fan wants to celebrate Roethlisberger, but there are those alleged sexual assault cases that linger in his background, and it makes you uncertain about going all in on any celebration of his greatness. You know, from a football standpoint, he's one of the greatest this generation has seen. And quite honestly, if it were not for Brady being in his way, he might have had five Super Bowls. But the reason that Steeler fans are still somewhat reluctant to just sort of go all in celebrating Roethlisberger is that. On the other hand, you know, we have broadcast networks who continue to air Tirico, and go read about him. Go read about Tirico's background. And then ask yourself how that little twerp is doing games anywhere. Joe, how are you?
How's it going, Walt?
Hey, Joe, appreciate you getting in.
Thanks for taking my call. Hopefully everybody's out in the snow. I mean, it's like the frozen tundra sometimes around here up in Virginia. But I think it's going to be like 17, 14 degrees sometimes.
Really?
Yeah. When it got to single digits, one of the first winters I was up here, you know, I was like, this is different. When it was like 2 degrees, 3 degrees. I'm like, are you sure you don't want to move back to South Carolina? That's what I told my wife. I said, I know it gets cold, but not like that. But, you know, you're right about Big Ben. Well, he is one of the best, you know, of this generation. He's clearly one of the best. I mean, obviously there's some criticism that he could have been better, but you know what? The guy has two Super Bowls.
Played outdoors in all sorts of bad weather. And again, if he didn't have to deal with Brady. I think he's either 2-11 or 3-11 against Brady. And there's your problem. You know, you know, again, if there had been no Brady, Roethlisberger might be the most celebrated quarterback of the last 50 years.
And just one thing about the Cowboys, I think he said this a long time ago, just, you know, Jerry Jones needs to fire himself as GM and just have somebody do the GM thing. Obviously there was coaching decisions that was made. That was horrible in the Dallas Cowboy game. I understand that, but just give up the GM position. I know it's an ego thing, but good grief, man. What is he, like 80? You know, just count your billions or millions of dollars and just, you know, I don't know. Like, that doesn't make a lot of sense to me to be involved, an owner being involved in the GM position. I know he's delegating stuff, but I don't really believe that. I believe he surrounds himself with yes men.
He thinks he had the best roster in the NFL.
He doesn't.
Yeah, but he thinks he does, which is why you know he's poised to presumably fire McCarthy. Because again, I mean. Unless they're just hollow, empty threats. I mean, when you say Super Bowl or bust, that sounds like, you know, that there's something attached to that when you bust. You know, when you say, hey, we're Super Bowl or bust, then I would think that since you busted, that means there's going to be some ramification of that, which I would think would start with the head coach. We'll see.
Like, to me, the 49ers, if they had a better quarterback, they would just demolish a lot of people.
I agree with that.
Like, if they had... Like if Brady was at the 49ers, Brady would, I mean.
It'd be over.
I mean, to me, like they have one of the better rosters. But just real quick, Walt, like what do you think overall of South Carolina? Like how do you think our head coach did? Like if you put an A, you know, F through A grade, I'd probably put like a B minus, B plus somewhere in there. What do you put Beamer at? Appreciate it.
Yeah, thank you, Joe. Look, I think he did as well as he could, given what he inherited. I mean, he inherited a mess at the quarterback position, and the mess didn't get better when Doty got hurt. And then you see what he did at the end of the year, the beating North Carolina, and then going out in the – I consider it all part of the season, going out in the transfer portal and you know, luring all these guys to help South Carolina's offense. He clearly understood the nature of the problem. You know, I still think the offensive line needs to get better, but look, all told, I think he did about as well as he could have done. I mean, I'm a tough grader, but I would say probably B plus, maybe even A minus, given everything he had to deal with. I'm just not sure what the expectations were. I grant you there weren't a lot of big wins, and some of the wins were against lesser opponents, but you know, again, I think he inherited a mess, so you have to start somewhere, and I think he's managed to do that. Let me tell you about the Green Law Firm. Look, I don't think I've met anybody who's had a good experience with the IRS. You know, you're not sure to deal with the IRS. Maybe you haven't filed several years. You filed, you haven't paid. Who knows? Whatever the issue is, you're living with an unnatural fear of your mailbox. Don't. All you need to do, look, you think you're the only one who's done whatever you've done. No, a million other people have done what you've done. You just need to know who to call, like they did. Call my guy David Green, the Green Law Firm. David's been working with the IRS for over 20 years. He has great working relationships with local and national IRS agents. He'll quickly find you the right solution, whether they put liens on your property, garnish your wages, whether you have an audit coming up. David can help you. David understands the ever-changing tax laws and what the IRS will accept as a compromise. Call my friend David Green. The Green Law Firm can't change your past. They can absolutely change your future. Get the peace of mind and results you're entitled to from the local law firm that's been helping hundreds of folks in the upstate for over 20 years. The professional staff at the Green Law Firm can do it all. Do yourself an enormous favor. Call the Green Law Firm today for a free, they say free strategy session, 271-7940, 271-7940. Or stop by their office, 11 McGee Street in Grayville, or on the web, greenlaw.legal. That's G-R-E-E-N-E, greenlaw.legal. You know, I'm not going to make these other cutdowns on this until tomorrow because I just don't have time. We're going to run out of time here. We're off in a couple minutes. Let me go bounce back to Clemson basketball again. Again, both these teams shoot the threes really well. Neither has defended particularly well. Clemson's going to have to do a much better job defending the three tonight than they did against Notre Dame. Again, you know, Team Boeheim can shoot the ball. And you're going to have to defend the perimeter and defend it better than you have. You're also going to have to make shots. And again, one of the dangers when you face Syracuse's zone is settling. They have length, and they tend to push you out further. It's something that just happens in the flow of the game. You cannot let that happen to you all game. Notre Dame did that to Clemson. In other words, you know, a toed-up three-point shot becomes a 24-footer. You can't let that happen. You've got to do a better job not settling and working for shots and attacking the zone. The first way you beat the zone is you beat it down the court. And I think Clemson can beat this team down the court if they push the ball and the guards are active and they don't just settle for threes. I think you've got to get something in transition against Syracuse's zone. You also have to attack the sweet spot. You know, again, there are a myriad of ways. Drive the gaps, ball reversal, drive the gaps of the zone. You can do all these things. You can't just settle for threes unless you're shooting it extraordinarily well. So I think it's going to be interesting to see who Clemson flashes to the sweet spot of the zone. I think the obvious candidate is Hunter Tyson if he's feeling up to it, if his ankle's good, if he's a little healthier than he was the other day. Now, I don't know that that's the case. You know, Collins has been a pretty good paint scorer, but I'm not sure that 12-footer from that sweet spot is really his shot. And, you know, you want somebody who's completely versatile there. But I think he'll be strong with the ball in the middle of that zone. The problem is if he gets engulfed because he's, you know, 6'4". You know, that's why ideally you want somebody who's like 6'7", 6'8", who can hit that 12-footer, put it on the floor, and or pass the ball from that spot. And if Hunter Tyson is healthy, I would think he would be the best candidate for that. But Clemson's going to have to make this zone work, not take the first three, not be baited into taking 23, 24-footers all night long, because that's not going to work out in your favor playing this team. But I think Clemson will play well tonight, but the problem is you have to play well for the whole game, and you have to finish. Neither one of these teams have been great at finishing. Someone will be tonight and collect the W. Waltip to the Road Rage, we're done. Clemson Lady Tigers, now.
One day, your Honda, Acura, Lexus, or Toyota is going to need an oil change. And there's that question, where do I take it? Before you make that decision, ask yourself what you're getting. Do they test drive your vehicle? Do they rotate your tires? Do they glance at the brakes? Or remove the tires and provide an exact measurement of your brake pads? What about suspension? Fluids? At First Class Halt, an oil change means so much more than routine maintenance. Come experience the difference. FirstClassHalt.com, your dealership alternative in Anderson and Greenville.
Feel the wind with a Tohatsu mid-range boat motor from McCurry's Outboard Repairs. Reliability, dependability, and simplicity is what you get in a Tohatsu mid-range boat motor. Available from 20 horsepower to 60 horsepower. Tohatsu, the oldest commercial outboard motor builder in the world since 1956, with a 5-year factory warranty. See your local Tohatsu dealer, McCurry's Outboard Repairs, at the Greenville Boat Show, January 27th through the 30th. Call 225-8704.
Hey, Tiger fans, 2022 Clemson baseball season tickets are currently on sale. Coach Monty Lee and your Clemson Tiger baseball team open the season on February 18th, and you can be there for every game by purchasing your season tickets. Home series include matchups against Miami, Florida State, NC State, Georgia Tech, as well as our annual home games against South Carolina and Georgia, and many more. So log on to ClemsonTigers.com to purchase your Clemson baseball tickets and come back home to Clemson.
What's under your home can get into your home. A sealed crawl space keeps out moisture, mold, and pests. Canty Foundation Specialist is your local trusted expert in crawl space sealing. Call us today for your free estimate.
Canty can fix it.
Call the local experts for a free estimate. Call Canty Foundation Specialist at 864-403-5263 and ask about transferable warranties and available financing. That's 864-403-5263 or online at cantycanfixit.com.
Hey, sports bettors, listen up. Quark here to tell you about the sports book I use, and that's BetUS. We're in the midst of the NFL playoffs, which means it's time to lay down those bets. The sports book I endorse is BetUS.com, and if you want to know why, it's because BetUS is the pioneer in online betting with more than 25 years in the business. You want a sportsbook with integrity, longevity. You need to know you're going to get paid. You need a sports book that offers everything, including live betting, MMA, golf, NBA, NHL, esports, and all kinds of crazy bets. Call 1-800-79-BETUS. That's 1-800-79-BETUS. They're going to walk you through how to set up an account. Nobody in the industry gives better bonuses than BetUS. You can join now, mention WCCP, and get up to 150% in bonuses on your first deposit. Nobody beats that. I trust BetUS.